course it's fun. I'd say, well, you, if you had some soup and you wanted to taste it, you'd use a... And then you talk about the other things besides a spoon for eating. What would you have at your plate? And you'd have a knife. You'd have three of them. You'd say, I had three. Then you're talking about how you know, you wash your hands before you eat after working in the barn. And then after a meal, you put the food away, and then you have to, and then you say, what do you have to do to the dishes? Do the dishes. Well, what do you mean do the dishes? And you get to say, wash them. And then what would you have a piece of cloth you use when you're washing the dishes? What do you call that? And what would you dry the dishes on? And before you dry the dishes, you have to, or it says somebody washes the dishes, and then before she dries them, she. Then when you take a bath, well, after you've had your Saturday night scrubbing, what do you dry yourself on? Towels, or what kind of towel? And then this bath towel, Turkish towel, kind for drying the dishes on. You should look for cup towel and tea towel, which occur in the South. Then the place a little sink where you turn up the water would be the, and then if you got faucet, then you'd say, well, what would you call thing on a barrel? And then what would you call the place in the yard where you'd hook up the hose? Spigot is the most common term for me. For all three, but I do know hydrant for the last. And then hydrant also can be elicited, it might be elicited for what in the North is called a fire plug. It was a fire hydrant at home. Now, then you say it was so cold last night, the pipe froze, and you get burst, you consume the press at that. And then you'd say, you might get you blew up a balloon and stuck a pin in it, if you take a balloon that's blown up, stick a pin in it, it'll, that would get you the infinitive of burst if you want. And say that funny, not any water coming out of the spigot, the pipe must have. Page 20, when you bought a lot of flour, you bought it in a what? What sort of place did you have when you had a lot of cornmeal? Where'd you keep that? When you got molasses, what did it come in?